bit different. Yes, they are in the same category, but love is not here. Here is dusti, friendship. Yes.
There is.
Are we being confused by the punctuation of that that couple? Should the punctuation close after true? This is true. He said this is true, and then Ruby starts to talk. Is that what's happening?
Oh, did you get it? Say it again.
Okay. It says, he said, this is true, but, O Sibawa, beyond thy God. And the quotes seem imply that the, this is the townsman speaking for the next three couples, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
Yeah. Is Rumi starting at O Sibawa, beyond thy God?
Yes.
So those quotes are very misleading then in the English text.
Yes. Yeah. Means two words are connected in that technique to make it one.
Yeah.
That is it. Yes. This is hap, first of all. It's not correct. You say yes. He starts like it, that what you said is hap. But then in Arabic we say, oh, there are some bad stuff and shar and they're good and all that, blah, 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 to provoke, because this is written for Persians, to have problem to read it, to keep going on, to connect to the next one, because next one then is in Farsi. That's why he will use the friendship in Persian language. So the second verse is the explanation, in a way, of the first one. And that is that, listen, the friendship is the seed of the last moment. And one will about the last moment. Means the outcome of it. And remember, he's talking to his children. In a way, the outcome of whatever he is. They say, I'm worried about the outcome. Connecting, yes, but this connecting will influence me, will change me. This is one point that we should always remember, that with connecting to someone, we let that someone to influence us. We will change. Your meaning will change. So, you should be careful. Where are you connecting? To whom you are connecting? And this is the advice that he is giving to his children, that yes, despite that your argument is okay, look at it this way. Yes.
There is a friendship like a cutting sword, as December in the gardens and cornfields. There is a friendship like the season of spring, whence restorations and produce and produce incalculable.
Again, there is some linguistic game here. Maybe tonight I'm paying too much attention to this. We are slowing down a little bit. Listen, there are, first of all, the world is so bad, and so bad is talking, conversation, and connecting, friendship, all of that. So there is some of them. They look like this and this and this. Some others look like this and this and this. Of course, two opposites, right? But pay attention. The first one is this cutting sword, and it's in the month that you collect whatever you have by cutting them off, because that's what agriculture is. What it means, harvesting? Means cutting the head of something you loved and you nourished to come up. You didn't want that fellow to be happy. You wanted his head to be cut off, so you cut off. You pick up the result that you want. right? That's the first word. In a way, he's explaining the agricultural life in the village, right? Next one, the opposite one, is like what? The other one is like springtime, which is not the time of getting, it's the time of spreading the seed. And it's like buildings and gaining a lot. You see, this will happen only in the city. Whether everything is done for the end of the year to cut off and have, here you build up that it will stay there, and it's like a spring, everything will grow and all that. The differences he made, in his mind, he is 100% aware that he's talking between two kind of people. But not the people. How people try to connect to the others. You see, there is a group who is connecting to the others to have the benefit. There is other group who connects to build up something and help the growth. If you're looking for Khodar, that prophet evergreen, you will find him in a spring, not in harvest time. Harvest time is when very violently, of course I do it for the grass, that comes in as well. You do all the wild stuff to grab the outcome. So he has all this in mind, because this is what you should understand. When you're looking for the people that you will face, which one is good to connect, you should remember all this. Yes?
Prudence is this, that you think evil, so that you may flee and become quit of evil.
Why he went to prudence here? Diet. The story is the diet, remember. He said, I'm going to tell you what not to eat. Therefore, the first good word is prudence. You say, okay, what is prudence? Prudence is, you're in a situation, something looks good, but only looks good. You don't know what's really in it. So behave better. This is the first word, prudence, yes. And he explains what prudence, what do I mean by prudence? Yes.
The prophet has said, prudence
what
is...
What prophet now? Because following the text, you may think that this master is talking to the children and arguing. Rumi will want to give you the hint that me, Rumi, I'm saying this. Okay? Not me. Prophet said it. Means this is haq. He started with haq past. He said, yeah, it's haq what you say. Here Rumi will say, but haq is this as well. Look at it. This is what haq is. God said, no, prophet said. Yes?
The prophet has said, prudence is thinking evil. Know that for every footstep there is a snare, O fool. The surface of the plateau is level and broad. Every step there is a snare. Do not advance boldly. The mountain goes...
You see, up to here you never hear about the snare. Slowly in this book you will learn about the traps, snares and everything. This is what reality is. We are not talking in an illusion. You have to live the real life. So you should know this. Yes?
The mountain goat runs on saying, where is the snare? As it speeds onward, the snare lights on its throat. O thou who saidest, where? Look and see. Thou sawest the plain, but thou didst not see the ambush. Without ambush and snare and hunter, O cunning one, how should there be a sheep's tail amidst the cornfield? They that came along boldly on the earth, see their bones and skulls.
Okay. Let me tell you this. The first thing in education you should understand is this is not happening now. This is a historical event. Look around you, you're not the first fellow here. We learn from the experience of the others. How many people you will see that they did nothing, they didn't mean nothing, and they went away? The majority of the people on them, they came here with no behavior, being very brave. We talked about this. Do you remember? Once upon a time there was book one, and we talked about the messenger who doesn't know, but he's sure that he is looking for a palace and somewhere to park the car and all that. And I said, you should start with the confusion of behavior, because respect will give you fear. Fear is negative, but in respect, fear is a necessity of that amalgam. And it is good. Remember? So that's why we say, start the thing with peace. We are not fighting each other. That was that story here. He has all that in mind and say, listen, there are careless people, and you see the outcome of it. Look around you. A little bit of history will teach you a lot. Yes?
When you go to the graveyard, O you with whom God is pleased, ask their bones concerning that which is past, that you may see clearly how those blind, intoxicated men went down into the pit of delusion.
Delusion, I don't like it. Because the word is ghurur, and ghurur is not delusion. Ghurur is arrogance, inflated ego. He says, look around you. First of all, go to the graveyard. What does that mean? Literally graveyard? No. But around you there is a graveyard, because you will find a lot of people who are not really alive. These are dead people, because they have no meaning. They have done nothing for no one. If a fellow lived and did nothing for no one, what is the difference between that fellow and, I prefer to say, to the giraffe? Nothing. Every giraffe is good for himself or herself. Every donkey is trying for himself. Means? There is no meaning. There is no real relation. Look around you. You will see them. Study them. They are all arrogant, because they were looking at the existence as if they are at the center of it. That arrogance. Yes?
If you have eyes, do not walk blindly.
If you know, first he tried, okay, what you argued is hap, but look at the other side of it, the opposite of it. He explained, and at the end he said, okay, did you see it all? Look around you. You understand? It's a difficult stuff, okay? If you know it, come in. But if you are blind, if you don't know the depth of this, what should you do? That's what we're talking about, right? Okay, listen carefully.
And if you have not eyes, take a staff in your hand.
What happened? First, if you have eyes, come up. Everything is yours. If your eye is open. If you don't have an eye, you have to have a stick. But this one, for the first time, and there is no need for the second time, remember, Rumi told you when he is talking about asa,